This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising?
People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience?
Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative.
Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
It's time to wake on up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Rebound of time for Green. Got to push here. You get a good shot. Green weaving, trying to get the shot up. No call that way. Curry flings it the other way. And he got it! What a turnaround! Curry the three!
This sucker.
Mike Tirico on the call, ESPN at the time, and that was 10 years ago. The 2015 Warriors from the second round went on to beat the Grizzlies, the Rockets, the Cavs, and hoist their first of now four NBA championships, and they will be honored later tonight at Chase Center. Again, 10-year anniversary of the first title team for the Golden State Warriors. Evan getting Sam Lubman in for the two Joes here on the Morning Roast. God, I forgot what it sounded like to hear Mike Tirico call basketball.
I know. Hello there, Evan. That's it's wild thing. That was once a thing. I mean, Tirico was on the call for the Baron Davis dunk on Andre Kirilenko as well. So he has popped up for some pretty surprising basketball calls in the past. But, oh, wow, 10 years already? Like, I swear to God, Evan, it was like 4 weeks ago that I was watching them win that NBA title back in 2015. Like, my goodness, how the time is flying by. 10 years already. Wow.
Where were you in 2015? What was Sam Lubman doing in 2015?
2015, that would have been my senior year of college, which was actually a lot of fun down in Miami. Not but just because I was in Miami, which is fun in its own right, but because for a lot of people in Miami at the time, I was like the only Warrior fan that they knew. So everyone wanted to know like what it was like being a Warrior fan again, which was really, really funny because when I met those same people 4 years ago and I was still the only Warrior fan that they knew, it was like, you know, oh, what's your favorite basketball team? Oh, I'm a Warriors fan. Oh, who are they? Where do they play? What are they about? No one knew anything about the Warriors my freshman year of college. Senior year of college in 2015, that's all anyone cared about was just how cool the Warriors were. You'd walk around campus with your Warrior gear on. Everyone had something to say about just how great that team was, how fun Steph was. And yeah, it was a totally new feeling for me as a Warrior fan because I didn't know that Warrior fans were allowed to have happiness and success. That wasn't how things are supposed to happen. And then all of a sudden, this team comes along in 2015 and just completely rewrites everything we know about what it means to be a Warrior fan.
Yeah, it was one of the more unexpected championships, at least up until that point that I could recall. And being a fan of the team at the time, like I was a junior in college, and it just was so much fun. Like I remember being a Warriors fan growing up. The coolest thing ever was in 2013 when Steph Curry got a single MVP vote.
Mm-hmm.
When he was snubbed from an All-Star game, I was up in arms. And now looking back 10 years later, it's like, What were we so angry about?
That's what we were complaining. But that's the thing, Evan. It was just that's how bad it was. That's how dark it was before we had any sort of semblance of championship pedigree and expectations there. Like, you know, there was a time where I legitimately thought the best season we would ever have would be that We Believe run in 2007. You know, there was a time when that run the Warriors had to the second round when they lost to the Spurs in the conference semis. Like, well, that was the high watermark. We did it, guys. We got one more win than that We Believe team did in a playoff run. Like, that was what we expected as Warrior fans, the mountaintop to look like. You know, raise the banner, took the Spurs to six games in the West semis. Like, but it just, what this title did is it just, it showed us as Warrior fans, like, yes, we can have nice things. We can be, you know, at the top of the NBA, you know, penthouse, so to speak, and have these great things, these great times, these championship memories. It was at a level that I never expected possible as a Warrior fan.
Yeah, it marked the birth of what has become a dynasty. And that's sort of where I want to start today. We're going to get into a lot of different things. I thought there was some awesome conversation yesterday on Wilder and the Dibs with Steve Kerr. He said a few things about not just Jimmy Butler, but also kind of the moving pieces of this team that indicate, I think there's a lot more urgency about this group than people are giving them credit for. But the 2015 team, it was unexpected. Even though, Sam, if you look back on paper, like, that team won 67 games. They were number one in offense. They were number two in defense. They had the league MVP in Steph Curry. Like, they were by far and away the best team of that season. And it took until Game 6 of the NBA Finals when LeBron was without Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love, who both got hurt during that playoff run, for us to finally believe that this coronation of what will become a future Hall of Fame squad was believable. Like, it was so unexpected, I think, for a lot of my friends and Bay Area sports fans, that in a way it was kind of like, do we really just do that? Or did the Warriors really just do that? And that, to me, is sort of what it represents. You know, the birth of the dynasty, and now 10 years later, people are still wondering if that window is still open. It's just crazy how time flies.
It really is. Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. It's when you believe that it was real. Like, I think it's, for me, when Steph threw the ball up at the end and you hear Tim Roy's call, you know, the Bay's team is the best team. One of the great championship calls in Bay Area sports history. Like, that's when it started to actually feel a little bit real. You think about that playoff run, and it was, I mean, yeah, on paper, that was an incredible team. I remember at the end of the year, ESPN did a piece about, you know, where that Warrior team ranked among the greatest teams of all time. And I think they had them like the top 10 at the time. Like, that's just how flawless that Warrior team was that year. And yeah, when you look back on it, it made sense that their path to the finals was, for the most part, pretty smooth. Obviously, a bump in the road in Memphis, down 2-1 against the Cavs. But they responded every time in a way that, again, in hindsight, was not all that stressful, but at the time was driving us absolutely nuts, because, you know, as good as that Warrior team was, it became apparent that if they didn't get it done that year, the disappointment factor would have been off the charts. I mean, think about it. The best season of Warriors basketball that we had ever watched up to that point all of a sudden had a massive risk of ending in a huge amount of disappointment. And yeah, there was a lot of nerves going into that playoff run. And as nervous as we might have gotten as fans, that team never really buckled in any of the pressure point moments. I think the closest it ever really got to going off the rails, Evan, was that second round against the Grizzlies. Warriors go down 2-1. They lose that game in Memphis. And, of course, you know, this is what makes championships special is the special stories that come, you know, about from those runs. Not just the stuff that happens, you know, in the games, but stuff that happens outside of the games. And, of course, there is that famous story of how Steph Curry, after that Game 3 loss, was all down on himself, wanted to sit in his hotel room and just kind of brood about it. And his teammates were like, "Nah, man, we're in Memphis. Let's go out. Let's have some fun. Let's get some food. Let's just loosen up here." And they talk about how that moment kind of spurred them to win those next three games against Memphis.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And propel them into that Western Conference Finals against the Rockets. Just moments like that, like the memories like that, that's what makes that run so special. It was the newness of it and just how essentially seamless the whole run was, even though we were nervous the entire time.
Well, but it also wasn't a bulletproof run. And I think that's why there was so much pressure to back it up. Like, you heard Andre Iguodala talking at his retirement ceremony about how we had to do it again and again because people didn't believe it was real. Yeah. And at the time, I didn't care because I was a Warriors fan, but you could kind of see some of the logic in it. Well, number one, they dodged an OKC team in the first round because the Pelicans had the tiebreaker, so they had to play New Orleans instead of Oklahoma City, who was just getting Kevin Durant back in after fracturing his foot that year. That would have been a really hard series. The second round was against a Memphis group that the Warriors were better than, and it took a strategic and a brilliant move by Steve Kerr to basically just leave Tony Allen completely alone, and in many ways set the stage for what postseason basketball has become, which is matchup-based, and if you can't shoot, if you can't be a threat on both ends, you're going to get exposed because he just put Bogut on him. And then in the conference finals, everyone was waiting for the Los Angeles Clippers, the team that had knocked off the Warriors the year prior in seven games. But they didn't get there because they blew a 3-1 series lead to the Houston Rockets, who, of course, were led by James Harden, who had the most turnovers in a playoff game or 12, playoff half.
12, I think, in that game five.
I mean, he could not take care of the basketball. It was hilarious.
Not even the most ridiculous Rocket stat.
And then the playoffs. Yeah, exactly. And then the Cleveland Cavaliers, obviously, injuries was a concern for them. But the Warriors, they won. And so it didn't matter. Like, they won a championship. But I think what it, at least at the time, what I came away thinking was, thank God they got that one. Because there were a lot of things, and every championship team has breaks. Like, I think the Nuggets got breaks when they won their title. Last year, even the Boston Celtics got breaks. I don't think they had to play all of the best teams in either of their conferences. But the Warriors made the most of their championship. They made the most of that season. And that's why, to fast forward to 2025, I do think that it's important that they... I don't know if it's important. What I'm trying to say is basically, like, this season has added urgency to it because you never know when you're going to get a next crack. That team obviously got a lot of different, a lot more chances. But at the time, I remember thinking, gosh, well, at least we just got one. At least we won one championship. The Warriors won a title, and they can't take that away from them.
No, you mentioned the luck there, Evan, and I think it's a good point because, yeah, there is an added urgency now to this season. But you talk about the luck, and you do need some measure of luck to win championships. And the Warriors, yeah, they did get some massive breaks in that run, none bigger than missing the Oklahoma City Thunder. I always remember, like, I was doing a show on campus at Miami when the news broke at the very end of our show that Kevin Durant broke his foot and was going to be out a significant portion of that season. It was just like, all right, wow, Thunder, they might not be around that much. And yeah, I remember thinking, watching the end of that season, as the Thunder, you know, creeping closer and closer to that eighth seed, like, ooh, that would be very unfortunate. Warriors did catch that break there. The Warriors did catch a break of that. The Cavs were, you know, an injured team that basically was LeBron, a couple minutes of Dellavedova, J.R. Smith, and then who knows what else. I think Timothy Mozgov was one of their important players on that finals team. That's just how, you know, beaten up the Cavs were. But with all that said, yeah, you can say that the Warriors were lucky and stuff like that. Considering the 40 years that that organization had to go through before that title run, I think the Warriors earned a little bit of lucky breaks there. I always read, you know, every year before the Warriors season starts, I read that Bill Simmons piece, you know, 60 steps on how to, you know, piss off your fan base or whatever he titles it. And I read that every year because you got to remember where you once were as a Warrior fan. And I always remember that dark night when, not the movie, the actual night when Monte Ellis was traded and the anger that I felt, because it was just like, we're never going to have anything better than Monte. That's where my mindset was at the time. That's where Warrior fans' mindsets were at the time. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson were on the Warriors at the time, but we were so focused on Monte. So it was just, that's, Warrior fans, we had so little good to ever be cheering about. Like, yeah, we deserve some of those lucky breaks as that Warrior team, you know, bulldozed its way to that first title. And that's what made it so special, is that it truly did seem to just wipe away 40 years of just complete frustration. I mean, for me, it was about, you know, 20 years of frustration. I was only around for about half of it. But, you know, for those long-suffering Warrior fans, all just the absolute kicks in the pants that this fan base endured. Yeah, the luck was well earned, I think, on that run.
Yeah, now you're sitting in an ivory tower because there's four championships.
I mean, isn't that how most, you know, people get rich, is just get a little bit lucky, and then that's just how it starts from there? So, you know, that's how the Warriors, they get a little bit of luck, and now we're sitting in the top penthouse.
Well, a lot of people are born with a silver spoon.
Yeah.
But no, the Warriors pulled themselves up from their own bootstraps, and they created what has turned into a modern dynasty. And they're a part of, gosh, basically five franchises that have been able to do that. The Lakers, the Celtics, the Bulls, the Spurs, and the Warriors. Those are the teams. Yeah. They are NBA royalty. And well, so,
it's crazy to think the Warriors, Bob Fitzgerald, he was in that saying before the Iguodala's retirement ceremony, you know, Warriors, seven titles, third most in the NBA, which is like crazy to think that the Warriors, of all teams, have the third most championships of all the NBA teams. Of course, they're millions of miles behind, you know, the Lakers and the Celtics. But just this little run here has catapulted the Warriors from what the doormat that they once were, as recently as that 2013-2014 season, to NBA royalty, so much so that we got Jimmy Butler on this team now. And it's just simply by existing, this team has championship aspirations and are considered one of the elite royalties of the NBA. 10 years to go from down in the absolute slums of NBA, you know, whateverdom, all the way to the top, all started from this run that the Warriors could be celebrating tonight. When I think back, it's just, it gives me goosebumps thinking about just where we once were to where we are now. And throughout this season, you know, there's an urgency to win this season, obviously. And that urgency should still be there. But for me as a Warrior fan, Evan, it's ever since that first title, it's given me like this base level of just, no matter what happens, that one title is always going to make me happy. And the fact that we've gotten so much after it, it's the level of contentness as a fan is that we experience as Warrior fans. Like, it should never be taken for granted, because there are fan bases that don't get to feel as good about their teams as we have been able to over the last 10 years. And it just makes enjoying Warriors basketball so much easier, even when they are going through tough stretches, because you have those warm memories to kind of put a smile on your face during those bumps in the road.
Yeah, we're spoiled now.
Yeah, Sam. It's great.
Yeah, I'm glad you feel that way.
It's fun being spoiled. We should do this more often.
888-957-9570 is the number. All right, we're going to talk to one of the members of that 2015 championship squad, Festus Ezeli, at 8:30. We're also going to talk to St. Mary's men's basketball head coach, Randy Bennett. They just came off a win at Gonzaga that cemented their second outright regular season championship. That'll be at 9 o'clock. So a lot of basketball today coming up for you on the Morning Roast. Sam Lubman, Evan Giddings in for Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky. What does the 2015 championship represent to you? It's the birth of the Warriors dynasty, and do you feel like that window is still open? 888-957-9570. Sam and Evan with you. Let's go out to Tyler in the city, wants to reflect on that championship squad. Tyler, what's going on, man? How are you?
Man, I'm pretty good. Evan, my boy, love it. Evan, what's good with y'all?
Oh, what's up, T?
What's up, Tyler? Nice to hear from you, man.
Oh, yeah, man. No, man. Y'all holding it down, man.
You're up with the Roosters, man.
I got to... Yeah, man, you already know. I got to go ahead for 2015 championship, definitely represents... Because, like, literally never in my life did I think we were ever going to win just one championship, let alone four. And I'm with Loveman when he said, like, man, we all were so salty when Monte Ellis got traded. But, man, shout out to Joey Lightyear, bro. You knew exactly what you we wanted to do, and you had the vision. And shoot, like, man, we might get a fifth one, y'all. This is feeling pretty good this year right now.
Oh, man, it is feeling good. Hey, Tyler, I know you're I ran into you on BART after the Warrior game on Sunday, man. How'd you think of that Iguodala retirement ceremony?
Oh, man, that was a really beautiful ceremony. They really did it right. I'm so glad that Klay Thompson was able to be in attendance.
Mm-hmm.
Just giving Steph his flowers as well. Like, he is our GOAT. He is our Michael Jordan, our Kobe Bryant, all of that. And with Andre Iguodala, man, like, he really was the first player to come and help change the organization for the right path, you know what I'm saying, where we're at now. And, man, Steph doing the meme of him talking to Wiggins was a legendary, bro.
Yeah, it was great, man. Great time, man. Thanks for calling in, Tyler. Always great to hear from you, bud.
Yeah, appreciate that, T. 888-957-9570 is the number again. Giddings and Lubman in for Spadoni and Shasky here on the Morning Roast. We're talking about the 2015 squad, but as it relates to the 2025 team, if you find similarities, we're certainly going to take them. But to me, what that team 10 years ago did was maximize their opportunity. They maximized a window. That's what I want to see this team do. And they play later tonight against Charlotte, a team that's been beaten by an average of like 48 points the last two games out. They're absolutely awful. But what they've done so far is maximize the Jimmy Butler era. Can they maximize this season? We're taking your calls on the other side. Again, Festus Ezeli, Randy Bennett coming up at 8:30 and 9 o'clock, all on the River Islands guest line. We're back after this, and that's what's coming up on the game, brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.